Check us out. You're listening to the Hill of Beans podcast, a podcast about nothing and everything. My name is Ezra Hill, and my co-host Casey and I are going to be discussing a wide variety of topics from the perspective of two Midwestern middle-aged minds. We're not experts, just everyday ordinary people like you. We hope you might find our podcast inadvertently interesting and informative. Hopefully it'll amount to more than a hill of beans. All right, so Casey, today we've got a very special Hill of Beans podcast episode.
So special.
With a special guest. First of all,
it's a really special guest, and it's like wrapped in a bow, and it's really cute and little.
Right. But first of all, ask me how my day is going.
Ezra, so how's your day going?
Well, I ate a bunch of hard-boiled eggs last night, so that should tell you how my day is going.
Oh, no. I smell something.
No, that's just another one of my lines.
Okay. So did you really eat a bunch of eggs?
No.
Oh, you're just lying?
I just wanted to try that out.
Interesting. See how that Okay.
Okay, but today we've got a special guest with us. And our special guest today is Lauren Ashby, who is going to be a new addition to the Hill of Beans podcast. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited.
So
here, wait, hold on. Little sound effect. The crowd is cheering for you.
Woo-hoo! You can't hear it without the headphones. But
the crowd just went wild.
Okay, so you're a local here. You live in Greenwood here where Casey and I live. And Casey and I decided we wanted to search out far and wide for an addition to the podcast, and you kept popping up kind of as a possibility, and so we talked to you about it, and you're like, yeah, let's do it.
That's exactly what happened.
So basically you're going to be helping out with the show mainly to obviously give your input on things, but also help watch the time and a variety of other things. As far as lining up guests, we're going to try and start having guests on.
And
because I think everyone's really sick of listening to me.
Oh, they're so over the us. Time. Yeah. No, and she's going to give her opinion about stuff, and she's going to do a lot of tiebreakers between you and I, which I know I'll win. But, you know, we know a little, I don't want to call her that. Well, no, I can. Sometimes we call her a little trash bee.
Okay, Lauren, why don't you tell us?
Yeah, about that? Lauren, now tell, why do we call you Trash Bee? Our listeners want to know. Goodness. I think they need to know who you are for real.
Do you guys even know why?
I do.
Well, I think you told me, but I don't think it was something specific. It was just what people.
Yeah, so my last name's Ashby. So when I was in high school, there was definitely a mean group of girls. Did I tell you this? Mm-hmm. And that's what they would call me. Yeah.
Is that what the movie's about? Like what? Bully girl bullies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, which is so crazy. Like it's still, those girls were terrible in school. But, and then my real friends, they picked up on it and started calling me that.
I have a question. So it stuck. I cannot picture anyone wanting to be mean to you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
No, I'm not. I'm really a bitch, but
well, it happens.
I put on a good face. No, I'm just kidding.
Was anybody ever mean to you in high school?
You know, I did get a little bit of stuff, but nothing major. I got, you know, no. Mm-mm.
I got bullied in school, but it was always upperclassmen. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like just me either. It was like my friends in my class. It was like the upperclassmen just beat the hell out of us all the time.
You were getting picked on.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah. I mean, at the time,
I feel like that's initiation.
Yeah. At the time, it was hell. But I mean, kind of looking back at it, I'm kind of like, well, it taught me to defend myself. And I don't know. Bullying is terrible. But sometimes I have mixed emotions about it because sometimes it's a part of who made me who I am, or what made me who I am.
And it's what, you know, how Trashby ended up the way she did.
Yeah.
Right? Life comes full circle.
Right. So did you like stick up for yourself?
I'm sure I did. Not to them. I feel like I always just remember ignoring them. But no, it was, I mean, I grew up very poor. Like we had nothing. I had, you know, I used to buy prom dresses off of the other girls and that kind of situation. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of what also started it. But
so I did have those kind of run-ins too. You know, I had the $500 junker car that my dad got in at an auction, and legit, I could see the bottom, like through the bottom of the floor, you know, board, the ground, like it was rotted. And, which I love that my dad got me that. They could have gotten me something else, but I think it was just the principle. If you want something nicer, you go save your money to get it. But then we never went to the mall. Like going to the mall was never an option. So they were, you know, middle class, but they were very, my mom was one of 12 kids. My dad was raised on a farm. They weren't taught to be materialistic. And so we never had, you know, those were, but I did kind of get those comments and some of those things of judgment by being that simple.
Yeah. No, yeah. Kids are cruel. I mean, at the end of the day, if anybody's mean to you, it's just because they're jealous, right?
There's
that's the truth. Yeah. I mean, even to this day, it's, you know, if anybody's...
It usually has to do with jealousy or their own insecurities.
Right. Right.
And, you know, some people who are power hungry or they want to feel like they're dominant, you know, they'll take advantage of weaker individuals, you know.
Ezra thinks I'm weak.
Ezra, do you think I'm weak?
No. Casey, I just think sometimes she's a little too friendly. And I think people take advantage of that. And I've seen people who are supposedly her friends not act very nice towards her, and it bothers me.
And there you have it. he just thinks that I am taken advantage of. So I am definitely like keeping my, I'm awakening to this idea and this concept that that could be happening to me at times and becoming more aware. Right.
Right.
Because if it really is happening, I should know, like, right. I should not be a doormat.
Yeah. It's always a tough thing in life to, when you have to come to determination that enough is enough and you got to tell someone no, or look, you know, like I've run into this situation before with individuals who I've been trying to help, and then they turn around and take advantage of me. And then it gets to a point where I'm kind of, you know, I'm like, look, you know, I've been trying to help you. This has been going on a long time and you've done nothing on your end to help yourself. So don't come back to me anymore. No.
Well, hello.
But
yeah,
Ezra was so mad when you just said that you hit the table.
but you have to. Yeah, it's tough because, you know, part of you feels bad for having to cut someone off. But at the same time, you got to draw the line somewhere.
Oh, 100%. I mean, yeah, I'm obviously going through all that.
Lauren, you're also a business owner, correct?
Correct.
So tell us a little bit about that.
I own a business in Greenwood. I also own a shop in Carmel, but it's called Board and Brush. So we're a wood sign workshop. We throw parties, celebrate team building events, bridal showers, all of that kind of fun events that we throw. But yeah, we're mainly a bar. We want people to have fun. That's what we're trained for.
Yeah, I love it. So when I have gone in there and created some projects for the house, she's like, would you like a glass of wine? And I was like, is the grass green?
Yes. Yes.
And it was so exciting because like I get to paint and I'm cutting loose. I think we had a girls' night in there. A bunch of the girls went in there and
girls' night.
Wine. Yes.
Mimosa. Did you guys have mimosas?
No, we had some wine and some beer. She had wine and beer.
I do have mimosas though.
Was there a lot of people in there? Was there a lot of girl?
That's what we specialize in. How'd you know?
I want to know how many first dates or how many couples come in.
Quite a few. We've done a couple of proposals. like somebody's proposed.
Really? Shut up.
Oh yeah. Those are fun. Brush.
No. Okay. We need details. What?
Yeah. I think we've done three now. So, one we didn't know was happening at all. And then we just saw a sky in the ground and, you know, we don't, if you're working and you don't know what's going on, you're like, what's going on? And then we realized you were proposing, like kind of in the corner.
He's like, hey, yeah, come over here in the corner.
That's like exactly what happened. And like, we're like, as you know, I mean, when you see someone on the ground and you're in studio, we're like, everything okay over there?
Did
and
then, yes?
Yeah, everyone said yes. Yeah. Well, I wish we would have known about ever, that
like,
one.
Was it ever like the guy and the girl and they're like working on their painting? And then the guy's done, he holds his sign up, and he's like,
yeah.
Says Weimer. That's how they do
it? Yeah, that's normally how we do it. Normally, well, that one that we didn't know about didn't, which if we would have known, we would have set up something for
I
them.
I know. I wish, like, they would have told you, because right. You would have done something to assist.
You would have put the right. Mop bucket away.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You would have cleaned the bathroom.
Right.
The mop bucket's over there in the corner. Come here and talk. I'm going to talk to the mop bucket. Gets down on one knee.
Yeah. Yeah, we would have slept a couple times. So, but yeah, we've done proposals, dates. We do all those kind of things, too.
Okay.
Have you – sorry, Az, do you want
to
ask
I was just
going
to say the final qualification to be on the Hill of Beans podcast was you had to be a Purdue graduate, which you are.
Yes.
So boiler up.
Yes.
Which yeah. List Purdue is still going, right?
Yes.
The Final Four.
Final Four, baby.
Thank gosh.
Yeah, which we're going to Smocktown Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, big screen.
Big screen.
Ezra loves the hot dog trio.
You do.
But here's the thing.
Did you know the name of my band in college is the hot dog trio?
Nuh-uh.
Actually, you know what?
That's who I hired for my wedding.
Not to get too far off subject, but I did manage a band for like 2 years. Not when I was in high school, but or college. But
what do you mean you managed a band?
It was like.
Like you were their promoter?
This is probably like 5 years ago. Yeah, I put together a band. I helped out with. I was going to help out with vocals, but I was their manager. I booked. But here's the crazy part. We never played a gig.
No. Oh, no.
So you never made any money?
No, because. It we would get we I put a band together. We'd get the first set because to be a band you want to have about 2 or 3 set lists, right? To go out and start playing. So we'd get the first set list down, like, yeah, man, you guys are sounding good. Then two people wouldn't get along and somebody quit. Then we gotta go find somebody else. They come in. Yeah, man, we got the first set list down. We start working on a second, two people couldn't get along. You know, it was just for 2 years.
Drama.
Yeah.
Really?
Musicians.
Was it all guys?
No, the lead singer was female. The rest of the band was guys. And the female singer always made it sound like it was someone else causing problems. But
really
at the end of it all, I realized, I think it was her.
She was stirring the pot.
The drama.
She was just a difficult person. Musicians, they're brilliant people. I mean, because they're so talented, but there's sometimes ego gets in the way and things like that. And they struggle because they're all so independently creative that they want the creative control.
Right.
And it's just very difficult to get people together because, you know, you got a couple guys that are really good. And then you might have a guy in the band that's not as good as them. So he's slowing them down and they get mad. You know, it just... Yeah. It's extremely difficult, and so when you see these big bands that make it all the way to the top, like, you know, the Aerosmiths and the Rolling Stones and the Metallicas and all that, I mean, it's amazing that they get that far because I tried to do it just to put a band together, just to play local gigs,
yeah,
and I couldn't even do it.
Well, I think it's because he didn't have the right people, like me and Trashby.
Yeah, we would have made money on it.
Oh, yeah.
You guys play instruments?
My voice. Well, my husband plays piano, guitar. I think there isn't anything he can't play. And he's been in a band.
So how did we get on that subject?
I don't know, because you took us there.
Yeah, but
I'm still intrigued by that he sings. I did not know Ezra could sing.
Not really.
I blacked out for that part.
I heard. I was gonna be in the band to help with vocals.
Yeah, like backup vocals and stuff.
So now I need details. Can you give us a little sample?
There are no details to give. We never made it that far.
Oh.
Mixtape is coming soon.
Let me guess, you are a bass.
I don't really know. Okay. There's some songs I could probably sing, like bluesy music, but the band we were putting together was just going to be a rock band. It was going to be – we were going to play – like our sets were going to consist of rock songs from the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. It was kind of what we were going to go for. But we just never – it's very difficult to do.
It's never too late to follow your dreams, Ezra.
And I don't know how we got that far. I don't know how we got – or I don't know how we got on this topic.
I don't either. It's your fault.
We were talking
to Lauren, and so let's circle back to that. We were talking about that she is a local business owner in Greenwood and in Carmel. And what else? Oh, yes. You know what? Lauren just won a big deal kind of thing with the city.
She's got a key to the city.
And I knew about it before it happened, and I had to not tell you.
How long ago did you know about it before?
The mayor called like the day before and asked if I would go. And I couldn't because that's when things were going on with Albie and they were going to put him down. But I was like, I wanted to tell you so bad, you know, because I was like, make sure you have something cute on. Make sure you do your hair.
Yeah. Well, you should have.
I know, but he told me I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, Lauren just won Citizen of the Year for the city of Greenwood.
Correct.
So now how did that speech go? Like what did they say when they called you up?
Oh, that I try to be involved. And I serve on a couple boards for the city. So I serve on the Economic Development Commission, then also the Festival Country Board too. Mm-hmm. So they talked about that. And then... I don't know. Honestly, I was in shock. I just blacked out the whole time.
Yeah, I mean,
I was so nervous. I had to go up there.
Personally, I think you're an amazing citizen.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome. But I could see where she would have been in a state of shock.
They present you with a gold citizen's watch.
Yeah.
No, but I'm waiting for that. They said they'd ship it to me.
It's in the mail. But no, seriously, before it's a big award because actually, I believe the last one that I know of was the guy. We had a shooting at the Greenwood Mall, right, Ezra? And this was the guy that stopped the shooting was the one that was awarded the last time of the Citizen of the Year. But yeah, tell the story. What did he do?
Well, what happened was one of these individuals, I actually don't remember the kid's name, and I wouldn't say it anyway. But there was a young individual who was mentally ill, and he loaded up ammo and guns. I don't know what kind of guns he had. I don't remember. But he basically went into the Greenwood Park Mall and opened fire. He killed 4 people, and it was going to be a lot more because this was like a Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, he had a lot of,
He was loaded up with ammo to kill. It probably, who knows how many. But this Eli Dickin, he had a weapon on him, his gun. He was carrying his gun. In the state of Indiana, it's legal to carry.
And he was young, right? I mean, he was
I think he's younger than me. Yeah.
He saw this happening. He pulled his gun and shot this guy and stopped it.
Right. After
so he probably saved tens of lives. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how far this guy would have got. But Eli Dickin stopped it, which was crazy because the day it happened, as soon as I heard it was going on, I went to the mall. And of course I couldn't get in, but I went there just because I was like, I wanted to be there to see what the hell was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just, I couldn't even believe that it was happening. And, you know, because you hear about it on TV and you think, oh, never in my town or whatever. But, yeah, I kept getting text messages and stuff from different people saying there's an active shooter at the mall. So when I got there, I started getting – being on the city council, I started getting phone calls from out-of-state area codes. And I wasn't answering because I was like, what the hell? And then they start texting me what was like CNN and all these places because they heard what was going on. They were looking to interview people. But as soon as they like CNN and them, as soon as they found out that this mass shooter had been stopped by someone carrying a gun, then they didn't want to talk to anybody because they didn't want to bring up in the news that, hey, someone carrying a gun stopped someone else from killing people. Well, the CNNs and MSNBCs, that's not their agenda. You know, they want to ban guns. They don't want people carrying guns. So I just thought that was interesting that, you know, when it was first going down, they wanted to know all the details. And all of a sudden, as soon as they found out what had happened, then they like were done. Didn't want to talk to anyone.
Something that was absolutely crazy to me was after this went down, I was, you know, on different forums on media, and there were people out there that were actually bitching about the fact that this guy shot the other guy who had actually already, you know, killed people. And they were mad that the guy that who shot the guy that was killing people had a gun.
Yeah, because the Simon Mall rules are you're not supposed to have weapons on site.
Correct. But this guy that used the gun is a good person. He was never going, he doesn't have any intention to hurt anybody with it. He probably carries it to stand his ground. And on that day, what would have happened had he not have been there with that gun?
Oh yeah. That's why I say like there would have been multiple, many, many more deaths.
Yeah. So like, because why are we not looking at this as a blessing that there was somebody there?
Yeah. The Greenwood Mall security doesn't even carry guns.
Right.
So, and that's the issue. The majority of gun owners follow gun laws and they're, you know, they're carrying a gun in case of a situation like this. Because like I have a gun, I carry it sometimes. And my justification for carrying a weapon is because I don't ever want to be in a situation where I'm like, man, I wish I had my gun, you know, and that's my mentality.
Yeah. Lauren, where are you at on that?
Lauren had no idea what she was walking into today.
I'm pro-gun for sure. I'm not anti-gun. I am nervous to have one in my own home just because you never know who's going to get into it. Well, have you guys seen like the Michigan shooter, the school shooter, and the parents are in jail?
Oh, yeah.
For negligence or something.
There has to be, you know, if you are going to own a gun, the safety and the procedures and, you know, everything, there needs to be things, you know, in effect to make sure that the parents or the people that own these guns are being fully responsible with them. Because you're right. I mean, we hear little kids getting their hands on it, you know, on their parents' gun, accidentally shooting another kid, you know. So if you are going to be an owner of a gun, you need to be responsible and make sure that you are taking care of the situation.
Yeah. And there's been several mass shootings where if certain individuals were doing their job and paid attention to the red flag laws, which prohibit someone from obtaining a gun that shouldn't have one, maybe who's mentally ill. Some of these mass shootings could have been prevented.
Right.
But so there's laws in place to help prevent that. It's just a matter of people got to pay attention and do their jobs also to stop that. So anyways, I don't know. We went from bringing Lauren on the show to me managing.
Well, I mean, guns. Yeah, we're talking about bands, guns,
going everywhere, brush,
citizens of the year. But no, this went back to, so, you know, Lauren, I think it's amazing that you got that award. I do think you are a great person and you do dive in full fledged to stuff that you are passionate about and you do love your city. And what I think is really cool is you're not even from here. And when you came in as a business owner, you fully embraced the community and, you know, to call this home and you've, you know, made friends and gotten connected and you're giving back. And so I think that that says something.
Thanks. Yeah, I love Greenwood. I didn't expect to like it as much as I do.
I bet when you first got here, you were probably like,
I was like, what did I just do? Where did I move to? Mm-hmm. I want to go back to Chicago. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And have you caught on that there's a lot of drama in Greenwood?
Yes. Yes. Oh, my goodness. There's enough for a reality show.
We could be on a reality show.
Isn't there drama anywhere?
Yes.
Yeah, but the stuff that happens here doesn't happen in other places.
We think it could be a little bit worse here.
I think the inside is juicy. So one of these days I'm going to write a book.
Oh, gosh. I hope I'm not in it.
You guys will all be in it.
You do know that now that we're bringing you on to the Hill of Beans, that there is a code of ethics and silence, right? Did you not have her sign the document?
I did not, because I didn't know there was a code of ethics.
Well, an NDA?
There is now.
What is it?
A non-disclosure.
Oh.
Well, we don't talk about on the mic. You don't get to tell Greenwood.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's funny.
Yeah, you know, actually, we just prick your finger a little bit and give you a little blood, and then we stamp you.
There you go.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You got that.
You guys don't have your friends sign NDAs before they come into your house?
Oh, no, we should, shouldn't we?
Oh yeah, I do.
Especially if you're in Greenwood.
Yeah. I just have them at my front door.
So I'm excited for the next, you know, for what's to come, and having Lauren on the show, I think this will be good for multiple reasons, but yeah.
Thanks for coming along our Hill of Beans journey.
Yeah. Yeah, you little beaner.
I can't wait. So excited for the future.
All right, you guys, you can check us out on anywhere that you listen to your podcast. Give us the thumbs up and subscribe. You can email us at hofbeans@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook group called Hill of Beans with Ezra and Casey. Go ahead and click that like button and join us. Peace.